Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. It's Monday's show, which means we ask Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 16.
Dave, I want to raise you cheapskate.
No, what? Just pick a random number between 1 and 16, you know, like we do every Monday.
Bite my ass.
What?
I'm out of here.
What? You can't leave.
Suck the big one, Dave.
Wait, no. All right, well, this week we're going to be listening to the Ritual Misery podcast. I'll have to work things out with her later, I guess. Here's their description. Everyone has at least one thing, a show, game, sport, technology, or something that they can't get enough of. We end up spending too much time or money finding amazing mystical issue number one in mint condition, ignoring family and friends because Game of Thrones is on, or tinkering with the engine of the 69 Camaro in the garage until we're late for work. Whatever that is for you, that's your Ritual Misery. The Ritual Misery podcast is a conversation of two lifelong friends and military veterans talking about gadgets, tech news, geek culture, and military life in an easygoing, simple-to-follow format. The podcast is aimed at tech-savvy, family-oriented, self-identified geeks interested in contemporary tech topics, news, and random geekery. Like the, I'm digging the that was a good introduction. A little flavor to it. And their website is ritualmisery.com. And before I listen to their latest episode, one last thing.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Oh, this could be fun. This is episode number 170, so we got some veterans here. This is called Lower Standards in All Corners, and it goes a little something like this.
The poopy stuff.
Sure.
The poopy stuff? All right. A little corn music to start off. All right.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 170 for Thursday, the 19th of April, 2018. This is the show where two lifelong friends celebrate all things geek, and screw it, we're just going to go guest list because apparently we can't coordinate for shit, so fuck it.
All right.
Oh man, it's Thursday. I'm happy. It's Ritual Misery. Guest or no guest, I love doing this show, and here we are. What's up, man?
It's been a very, very busy. Can I say busy enough? Busy.
What's going to be on this episode?
Busy week. I'm just now noticing that there are there's little icons in the chat for who has the highest total on the donations.
Oh
yeah, like Mbeam has a 1, and Hot Beverages has a 2, and Deuce Gone Wild has a 3. I'm guessing that's what that means.
Hey, Deuce is 3? I thought Deuce was... Is Deuce...
I'm not a great first impression.
Hey, it's Twitch. It's not supposed to make sense. How the fuck you been, dude?
I'm good. Everybody can join the fun live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central, twitch.tv/ritualmisery.
Yeah.
And maybe you can get a badge.
Or not.
yeah. We're kind of having I don't know. We're having fun over here.
I'm dude, not... I'm bored.
Do you watch anime, like, ever?
Only when I'm forced to at gunpoint by my kids. and of the three properties of that sentence, two of them are true.
Gotcha. I'm not going to guess which ones.
You probably shouldn't. I'm in Alaska. It's weird up here.
Man, I used to like anime a long time ago, like Akira or Akira, however you choose to pronounce it. It's a classic. Mm-hmm, sure. There's some old stuff that I like, and every now and then I'll catch something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, something was brought to my attention called One Punch Man. Have you ever heard of this?
It sounds familiar.
Okay, here's the premise.
Yeah, it's actually...
As in, when I say familiar, it sounds like something I've previously ignored.
Gotcha. I'm curious who in the chat has watched One Punch Man. It's actually playing on Netflix right now. It's only 10 episodes. They're like 20, 25 minutes apiece.
So wouldn't it be 10 Punch Man?
Say what?
Wouldn't that be 10 Punch Man?
I mean, if you add up all the times that he... punches.
Why are we talking about One Punch Man?
The thing is, he's a superhero, a reluctant superhero, kind of just a bored guy that just superheroes for a hobby, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And why are we talking about it?
His power is that he can kill anything with one punch.
Hmm.
So there's these like giant kaiju attacking the city, and he just runs out there and he talks some shit like Spider-Man style for a little bit. And then he just runs up and punches the thing.
Now, what's your take on this?
It's like 30 stories tall or whatever. Just runs up and punches it and it dies. It's
that didn't seem like a whole lot of story development.
For me, what we're missing here is what I will call the Seinfeld. Have you ever noted One Punch Man? What's the deal with One Punch Man? Why does he, you know, whatever. Like, what's your take on One Punch Man? And yeah, so I liked your introduction. And this is where you have to decide. Is this a podcast that is recorded live or a live show that is put out as a podcast? Now, I'm going to put my right hand up. You can't see it. Last week, I did a live show that is going to make a horrendous podcast. I was trying a new platform called BeLive.TV, and half the show is me playing with BeLive.TV, which was great for those people that watched live. There's only one thing. About 3% of my audience watches live. That means 97% of my audience is going to go, man, this episode was a stinker. And so be careful paying attention to all the people live, because I don't care if, you know, Stubby has a 5+ rating or not. It doesn't do anything for me. But if there's something there that's funny or whatever, okay. But just to let me know that Cindy number 7 has 4, I don't care. Get to the content. And so I get the feeling, I don't know. I'm not sure. Did you guys have something funny there about One Punch Man? I see you're going to talk about Deadpool and things like that. But first impression, I was kind of like, eh, it just sounds like two guys that are going to say fucking shit and think it's funny. And there's more to Howard Stern than fucking shit. When I go to your Patreon page, you got 23 patrons paying you $32. So that's better than a poke in the eye. So you are connecting with some people. So I don't think it's a horrible show. You've definitely got some good momentum going here. I just would tighten up on planning the show. More planning equals less editing. And I don't know, just have to be careful with that. Remember, the whole point of the show is your first impression. And so you didn't let me know what was coming. But today, we're going to be talking about the new Deadpool trailer. We're also going to be talking about One Punch Man and A Quiet Place. We're going to be talking about dinosaur puppets and MoviePass. I'm really mad at MoviePass. Let me know that up front and I'm tuned in, but I have no idea where the bus is going. And in the meantime, you're going to kind of stumble through getting to it and you lost me. So, but all in all, the website is, again, you can find them at ritualmisery.com. I like the concept of the show. And I'm sure you guys have great chemistry. The audio I thought was okay. Nothing wrong there. And again, ritualmisery.com. If you'd like to have your show reviewed, you can go out to podcastreviewshow.com. Click on the big giant Fiverr button. I've gotten my issues taken care of with Fiverr, and their every email they sent me was getting flagged as spam. That has been remedied. Now, if you want a full review, not just the first impression, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That is a show I do with myself. I have my 13 years in podcasting. Eric K. Johnson has 30 years in radio. And we go over your podcast from head to foot. We go over the audio. We go over the website. We go over the content, your graphics, everything. Podcastreviewshow.com. That is 2 consultants for $99. And I hope to see you over there. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.